everybody, it's Kimmy. This is just a random podcast about when you see something on the outside that you think you're interested in doing and then not really having any experience in that and just going for it. So we're seeing something, we're seeing a lot of things from the outside and aligning our goals with it, going for it, and then realizing that shit doesn't make you as happy as you thought. But honestly, it's about doing, tasting, and going through the actual actions of, say, okay, you want to become a cook because you see somebody on a show, you see it looks cool, actually just start cooking food. The more I've been doing, and I haven't been doing as much as I should, but even with as much as I have been doing, it's giving me direction. It's making me realize, oh, I do like this and I don't like this. It's been steering me towards things I actually physically like day by day doing, rather than looking on Instagram, looking on the internet, looking at something that looks cool, like, oh man, I might want to do that. I know there's some professions where you can't really do that as much as you could, but honestly, I feel like today, the way the world is now, you actually could go to whatever sort of company and go follow them around for a day for free to find out if you would want to be interested in that. Kind of like an internship. That stuff, it just takes asking. I learned through doing, so I know that I'm not going to know that I'm happy with doing something unless I actually go do it. I mean, I was never a good student. That's how I learned. It's hands-on. I had a 1.7 GPA in high school, I believe. I just passed. But it's just, if you're seeing someone else look happy doing something because you're doing more looking at what they got and going on rather than seeing it for what it actually is and actually doing it that day, I feel like it's about what it feels like each day doing, you know, what doesn't maybe look great in whatever profession you're looking at. And if you're looking at your own life from the outside and engaging happiness that way, based on what it looks like to so-and-so, it's going to turn you into a whole different direction than what happiness is going to end up being for you. It's not going to make you feel happiness based on how it looks. So the prime example I like to always use is, it looks good to have six-pack, nice arms, nice, like whatever your desired body type is. I don't know, you could be somebody who has trouble gaining weight, or you could have somebody who has trouble losing weight. So, you know, whatever that desired body type, you know, that you see and you want to be, it looks good to see that, right? But it feels like shit to eat how you don't want to eat, or skip, like, say if you have to gain weight and you can't and you're having trouble. It's annoying. I've met people like that. I'm not like that personally, but I've met people like that, and it's legit hard for them. I know it's very easy to say, oh, it's so challenging to have to eat too much. It actually really is. There's a point in time where, you know, my old roommate, my best friend Melissa, she had to eat, and it was like an over crazy amount of calories each day, and I didn't envy her, not even in the least. I'm somebody who, you know, I have trouble. I would like to lose weight, so I don't eat too much, but I do. I eat the wrong stuff very easily. I go for candy, I go for sweets, so, you know, I don't need too much of it. But then again, I can take some Breyers ice cream and eat the whole thing. It's not a challenging thing for me. My weakness is sugar, so it sucks to have to. So in my case, it sucks to have to cut that out because I enjoy it. I love like sweets, candy, icing. Not even cake, but icing. So it feels like shit to have to diet and train each day to get whatever body type you might be struggling to get. Or if you're as weird as me, the workout portion you enjoy, some people don't. But it is difficult. It's still hard work. And, I miss snacks and candy when I can't have it. Which is why your diet should be, it's a whole different topic. This is why your diet should be not starving yourself. It's not going to happen overnight. And it's just going to backfire from that if you starve yourself way faster than you can even say the word carb. If you're going to starve yourself and try to lose weight in the wrong way, it's gonna backfire very fast. It's what you don't want it to be, and which is a long time of constantly doing and eating all the right things. It's a constant long time of doing that, and you just have to enjoy the process, which is what success is as well. And you know, take your time to find, search, go through bad experiences that'll give you direction. You know, you choose the wrong profession, you're going to realize it's wrong. You're going to realize what's wrong about that profession. That will also give you insight on what you do like for the next thing that you do try. You know, my failures have always given me directions, and the most rewarding thing has been what comes from my failures. So it's just something I wanted to share with someone. And yeah, on this random ass Sunday, I hope you guys have a good weekend. And fuck Monday. Don't get all bent out of shape because Monday's coming. I don't know what your schedule's like, but whatever Monday is for you, the actual day of Monday's tomorrow, but whatever Monday is for you, don't get bent out of shape about it. Fuck Monday. Go do awesome shit, regardless of if you dislike your job for the time being.